In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We stand on the threshold of Lent in the Passion of our Lord. During this season, we contemplate, as in no other season, the elements of our Savior's redemptive, sacrificial life and death, even as in the season just past, we contemplated, as in no other season, the significance of his incarnation for our salvation. This morning we do so on the basis of a text that would appear at first glance to be the antithesis of divine love. Entering the kingdom of heaven is the goal of the true faith, the goal for that matter of false religion. Doing the will of the Father is the means to that goal, but the question for us this morning is, what is doing the will of the Father? The words of Jesus. Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. The sinful flesh has its own notion of what this means. But interestingly enough, these are the words by which confession is made of the name of Jesus. In the biblical world, one's name was more than a label that followed the custom or the fad of the day. The name of Jesus embodied our Lord's essence and work. The angel said to Joseph in a dream, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." We are baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The name Jesus is the foundation and the theme of all proclamation. We read in the book of Acts that Philip preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. So in the light of all this, it is purely astounding that Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And that is because these words can be counterfeited. They can be spoken falsely. It is always a source of agitation to Christians that false saints seem to outshine and outperform true believers when it comes to outward deeds, whether miracles or good works, or even casting out demons, the three that are mentioned by Jesus in our text. Humanly devised piety always seems to be more sincere and real than that which God himself ordains. Luther remarks in his exposition of this portion of the Sermon on the Mount that those who say it twice, his words, Lord, Lord, are always busier and more energetic in their worship than genuine Christians. And then he adds, but since they have been doing their own will, they had better look for another Lord to hear them and open up heaven for them. Jesus dismisses this kind of doing the will of the Father. He dismisses it with a terrible word, a formal pronunciation of judgment. That's the burden of the word taken from Psalm 6, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Those of us who've studied the Greek language in the very early lessons learned that the word for sin is hamartia. But that's not the word that is translated into lawlessness here. A word, incidentally, that in the King James was translated into workers of iniquity, and in the RSV translated into evildoers. The word instead is anomia, the word lawlessness. It is a word that is in intensified expression. It is lawlessness, which is more than a turning aside. It is a brazen defiance of all that God has ordained. The terrible judgment of Jesus that he speaks on this lawlessness is the lawlessness of unbelief. He's not talking about murder and mayhem and robbery. He's not talking about the terrible things that plague our society. He is talking about the worst of all, this lawlessness of unbelief. The lawlessness that the human heart imagines is the greatest service to God, doing the will of the Father. So what really is doing the will of the Father? The law, of which this lawlessness is the antithesis, is the divine law. The law, the order of God, the ordinance of God, by which God has ordained that the iniquity of all mankind should be laid upon his only begotten Son. That iniquity, that sin, the guilt, and all of it is to be laid on Christ, our propitiation, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. To do the will of the Father is to believe that. Holy Scripture uses the word law in that way, you know. It uses it in the sense that the psalmist uses it. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So the will of our Heavenly Father is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The will of our Heavenly Father is that we believe and hold fast. How beautiful is this gospel, that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature. Our theme for the week's chapel devotions fits beautifully into this concept. These words, you see, are not really the antithesis of divine love. For the theme leads us into this Lenten season. The theme of the words, you've probably read them, but to recite them again: Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.